Our friend, the very talented photographer, former sportscaster, television host, man about town, Jerry Montour joins us. Hello, Jerry.
Oh, Rich. I'm so conflicted.
Yes, why?
Well, you can probably guess how I feel about Elon Musk these days.
Yeah.
So about a month ago, Rich, first of all, you know I live in the woods, and my internet until about a month ago was just, to say it was piss poor is being very, very kind. So I signed up for Starlink. And so, because I got to have my, 250 megabits per second, I got to be able to watch, whatever I want to watch in the privacy of my own home on the internet. And so now I'm sending Elon Musk $110 a month.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah. So you can imagine how conflicted I am about that.
Well, he may need it if he loses $1 billion for bailing on the Twitter deal.
Is that a possibility? I don't keep up on these things very, very, very closely. Is it possible that the Twitter deal could not happen?
Oh, I don't think it. We've been saying here for weeks it'll never happen, that he never intended it to happen. He made all these statements. Twitter called his bluff, and he's going to be out $1 billion.
Oh, sweet. Sweet. Okay, I'll be happy to send him some money if that happens.
Every little bit. Anything you can do to help out a brother.
There you go. other than that, I'm doing great, Rich. Thanks for asking.
I'm so glad to hear that. You've been watching a little sports now that you have a connection to the world?
Yes, I'm up on everything except hockey, but I understand you've already covered that. So, yeah, and I'm as you know, I'm a classic card-carrying AAA front runner. So I am in love with the Boston Celtics right now.
Well, yeah, you got to be the way they played. They've been a lot of fun this second half of the season, and
it's astounding. I mean, they were
well. It's defense. I love a team that stresses defense. That's fantastic.
There we go. Absolutely. I think they were three games under 500 in January, and they turned it around. It's a lot of fun to watch. It really is. I'm a big NBA fan now, and of course I've dropped the Red Sox from my they've got one fewer viewer now because they suck. And as I mentioned before, I'm a front runner. So until they turn things around, I want nothing to do with them. Hey, here's a fun stat. The fun stat of the week. You ready for this one?
Yes.
Speaking of the Red Sox, all right. Trevor Story hits at the moment 196. He weighs 213 pounds. So this guy is barely hitting my weight. And what's he make? $30 million? I don't know. $25 million a year?
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. You got to have faith, Jerry. He'll be fine.
Okay. Yes, I have faith. I'm not worried about him.
I'm worried about that awful bullpen that they knew was terrible. And Heim Bloom's solution was, I don't know, maybe Matt Barnes can figure out how to pitch again. And whatever happened to Hansel Robles? Let's bring back a guy who always walks the first hitter when he comes into a game in the eighth or ninth. That's a good plan.
Yeah, well, I've given up. I'll watch him for two or three innings. That's about it. Because after that, we know what happens. Now, did I hear you say, is this true, that they're only 4.5 games out of a playoff spot?
They were going into yesterday's game. Now, with that loss, they may be a little bit further back. But because they added that extra wild card this year, nobody's going to be truly out of it until about August 15th.
Good Lord, I could stick with this team then, because until they're officially eliminated, I might just be I'm a classic front runner, so I'll stay with them as long as they have a chance. And then after that, forget about it. I'm out of here.
Let me ask you about this. We're talking with Jerry Montour here on Downtown. Tom Brady, speaking of big contracts,
yep.
$375 million for 10 years if he ever retires from football, to be an analyst for Fox. what is there in Tom Brady's past that would make anybody think he's going to be good at this?
It doesn't matter, Rich. You're in the media. You're asking a question that you already know the answer to. It's just the name, period. The name. That's all it is. You know, and they're going to give him the kind of money that I used to make, which is astounding. it's all about the name. That's it. They just want to say they hired the GOAT. That's it. Period.
But does anybody watch a game to see a broadcaster, particularly an analyst?
The answer to that is no, as you already know. You're asking questions you already know the answers to, Rich. No, nobody really listens to the analysts. No, they do not. Absolutely. They watch the game. And once in a while, the analyst will make a prediction and it'll be wrong. And people will say, oh, man, he sucks. He doesn't know anything, even though he won 7 Super Bowls. So it's not. Again, it's all about the name, period.
All right,
recognition, just like politics.
I don't know the answer to this one, but I ask you, as a veteran broadcaster, who's the best analyst ever for your money in any sport?
Wow, in any sport, Tim McCarver.
Yeah, okay, I can see that. Yep, I like Tim McCarver.
Yep, yep. I actually learned stuff from him. So, and I continue to learn from everybody I meet, but. McCarver especially, because back in the day, I'll tell you what, Rich, back in the day, we used to listen to analysts more than we do now. How about that one? I did pay attention to what he had to say, and he had a great way of saying it. You know, it was down-home stuff. It was just, I was a big fan.
Well, Madden in the early days, and Madden sure. And Summerall, sure, I would watch them, and there have been some good ones through the years. Bud Collins in tennis.
Absolutely. I enjoyed Howard. You know, he never played the game, but he was just so much fun to listen to. And I don't know if I told you my Howard Cosell story, but if I...
Please do. I have not heard it. Please tell.
Well, I was working in Hartford in local TV, and we were desperate for stories. And it turns out Howard was coming to town to do a little speaking engagement at a local school. I think it was Trinity. Anyway, we hustled over there. I was working for a CBS affiliate, and he, of course, was working for ABC. And we got out of the car, and he got out of his ride. And we walked up to him and said, Howard, do you have a couple of minutes to talk to us? And he goes, yes, and who are you? And I told him, and he says, and who do you work for? And I said, we work for Channel 3, the CBS affiliate here in Hartford. And he says, I'm sorry, son. I can't do that. My contract prohibits it. Because he worked for ABC, he was allegedly not allowed to appear on a CBS affiliate, which I think is a crap, but anyway, it was a handy excuse not to do the interview. But he was nice, I'll tell you that. He was very gracious. He apologized a couple times and then walked away.
That was a very good Cosell, by the way.
Thanks. And then there was the time that he took Charlie Steiner apart. We have these monitors at this is at ESPN, and Steiner had just done an interview with Howard, and the mics were still hot, and everyone in the newsroom was watching the interview, and they went to black, but we could still hear it and see it. And Cosell takes his microphone off and he says, "The same childlike questions I've heard my entire career."
Oh, that is fantastic! Yeah. Let me throw some childlike questions your way. Tell me about this book. You're writing a book on moose photography.
I am. Oh, thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate that. So I gave up being a gallery owner, just to let you know. I had a gallery for a few years here in Hancock. I gave it up. I'm too young. I've come too far in life. I'm still too young. to sit in a gallery all day long. So I'm getting out and doing a lot more shooting. And my new love interest, her name is Beth, said, you know what, you're obsessed with moose. You've got thousands of moose photographs. Why don't you write a book on how to photograph moose? And so I am. I don't have a title yet. I've got a working title, if you want to.
Please, yeah, what is it?
Yeah, it's the working title is The Consummate Guide to Maine Moose Photography as Conceptualized by Me, and if you don't like it, you can cram it. Now, that's just the working title.
Well, that'll fill most of the cover, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. So, but we'll come up with something definitive soon, I hope. But I'm four chapters in, and it's a lot of fun.
Well,
by the way, one key thing about moose photography is you'll find out in the introduction. Sometimes it's best if you are nursing a Mickey Mantle-like hangover.
Can the moose sense that?
Well, you know, you're whatever's coming out of your pores, apparently that attracts moose.
Oh, wow.
It also helps if you don't bathe for a couple of months before you go out looking for a moose. They really appreciate that.
Well, good luck keeping that woman, if that's the case.
Yeah, she's something.
I can't bathe. I've got to go take some pictures. I'm sorry. I can't bathe, and I have to drink heavily.
I need some Tito's first.
All right. You don't have the gallery, but people can still order your beautiful photographs. What's the best way for them to do that? He said, teeing you up for a promo.
Oh, you're the man.
I am.
You're the man. It's, just go to monteugallery.com. That's MONTEUX gallery.com and order away. And your money will go right to Elon Musk.
Fantastic. He needs every penny these days. Jerry, always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend. Be well out there in the woods, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you, Rich. You are the man.
Jerry Montu with us on Downtown.